brought up in a Polish, Italian, Jewish neighborhood, really like conglomerate of things. My room was right underneath the train, no more than 20 foot away from the elevator train. It's cold water, flat. And the bakery was downstairs that made the most wonderful bread. And your doors were left open. You didn't have to lock your doors. I mean, nobody bothered you. It was an honor. It was really an honor. It was war times, but it was a good time. Everything was for the war. Everybody was so into that. When I was 9 years old, I heard these stories of the torture that the Americans went through. I wanted to see what it felt like. I drove a splinter off my nail. It was quite painful. I ran away from home. I was 14, but I looked like 17. We were on our way to Florida to see our friend Gollum. He only had the money to get to Georgia, Augusta, Georgia, and we figured we would be checked. We got picked up for vagrancy, spent 90 days in jail. This friend of mine, I was trying to be a big shot, and he told them we were running away from New York because we robbed a jewelry store. And I had a fight with him. And they threw me in the dungeon. 15 days, bread and water. The only thing was there was a little cigarette hole that you could look at. It faced a woman's ward. My mother, father, my brother sent me plane fare coming back. And I thought I was going to get the biggest beating of my life. But my father didn't hit me. And it was a shock. He didn't hit me this time. Maybe because he thought maybe I was a man. That was the last time he ever hit me. But before then. Magic day he passed my way. I guess during that period of time, all the mothers told the fathers when they came home how bad we were and we got beaten. And maybe that's why he followed through with me too. I don't know. The greatest thing. I don't remember ever receiving any love from my father. I just don't think he knew how to show love or affection. He never played ball with me. He never sat me on his lap. He never talked to me. He never did anything but discipline me when I did something wrong. My father worked very hard. He was a good man. Every emotional experience somebody has a real deep about, there's a change in the person. I'm not giving you an idea. When I was a kid, I stole toy soldiers because I didn't have money. And I had an army in the house. And I used to play war games with myself. And I got caught. And I swore I would never steal again. All right. And I didn't. Up until the time that when I stole a car, that first night I got caught, ran the street jail. I've never taken another thing since then. Never stole another thing. I became one of the most honest persons. You know, even in business, it changed my whole thing in life. You know.
There was always an honor.
We were always fighting.
Bye, 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 bye. sang,
Chinese restaurant underneath the elevated trains. It had to be you was playing on the radio. Mom was sitting in the second booth and she was eating spare ribs, and Dad came in with his friend Larry. They sat in the first booth and they were eating chow mein. It had to be. On their first date, Dad got, well, he wasn't there for the first date because on their first date, he was in the Raymond Street Jail. You know the Raymond Street Jail? He got caught. He was out stealing the car to take Mom on the first date. And the way he got out of that was he went into the Navy. I can't tell you just how he got out of the Navy, but it happened, and, well, it's the one thing that I got down on this tape that he just won't let me tell. He just won't let me say how he got out. But anyway, he went to Scotland and it was clean, incredibly clean. It was the very cleanest place. You can't even imagine how clean it was. And Dad always loved when things were really clean. So he really liked Scotland. And besides, it was orange and green, and you never even saw a cigarette bed on the street. He came home. Mom, Dad got married. They eloped. Dad was 17 and Mom was 21. They eloped in North Carolina, and he went back. He went back to Portugal. He went back to Portugal where it was very dirty, extremely dirty, and Dad didn't like the dirt and he wanted to go home anyway. So he got out of the service, came right home to Mom. And they moved to Fountain Avenue. I was born, Fountain Avenue. Fountain Avenue. It had to be you. Wonderful you. To 544 Hemlock Street. First the storm happened. It was a big storm, and that happened before 544 came in. But anyway, sometimes you just breeze through it all. You know, there's a storm and it just kind of goes by a lot quicker than you thought. Well, anyway, we got to 544 Hemlock Street after my sister Karen was born, and my brother Richard was born, and my sister Randy was born. I was already born. 544 Hemlock Street! Four floors, and we moved to the top, and we had four rooms, and there were two bedrooms, and one of them was coral colored, and the other one was lilac, and there was a kitchen, and that turquoise and turquoise and copper stenciled walls, and we were on the fourth floor, over everybody else in the building on the fourth floor, and there was always a sound, music coming in. It was amazing, like you'd open up your door and you'd hear all these things rushing into you. They were all rushing into my ear. Stepped into the carpet in the living room. Over all the other apartments in the building, all out onto the courtyard, and over in the other corner, over there's a record player turning over and over. We drink Tropicana. We drink Pepsi-Cola, we eat Malamars with hard chocolate tops, and oh, Daddy's tall and blonde, and he lifts all four of us up in his arms and dances with us, and we punch him to see how strong he is, we punch him to see how old. Lost in some kind of a dream with Johnny and Frank and Mario, and over. Dad dresses up as a woman sometimes. He's got skinny legs, and Mom dresses up as a cat on Halloween, and she's got a long tail with nylon stockings. And when we go to the beach, young and tall and tame and handsome, the man. My dad and everyone thanks my dad is the best and the biggest and the strongest. My dad is Frank and Johnny. My dad is Mario. My dad is Tony. Come fly with me, oh let's fly.
Life is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. Life is a beautiful thing.
No, they can't take that away from me. No. No, they can't.
racism as long as I hold the string.
No, they can't take that away from me.
As long as I hold the string.
No, they can't take that away from me.
Pins for barbed wire.
And we built the burn wall in a shoebox.
And we danced.
And we built the burn wall in a shoebox.
And we danced.
And we built the burn wall in a shoebox.
And we danced.
And we danced. He worked very hard. And last time that I saw him at 544 Hemlock Street, he was lying in the bed in the coral-colored room. He'd just broken his finger. He used to be carrying around all these bathtubs and refrigerators and gas ranges. And he worked very, very hard. And the last time I saw him was in the room, the coral-colored room, and a little bit of alcohol in the room, a little bit.
And the salvage business is always fighting for everything. Fighting over panels. So we really have to police our own area. You know, when we work. You bought the area, you took everything out of the house, and says, tally bathtubs and sinks, refrigerators and gas masks.
And we moved. And we moved to a new house. Aunt Clara loaned us some money. She owned a plastic flower company, and we moved to a new house. Trees in the backyard.
The moon is
a lilac bush.
Why has blossoms on the bough? Nothing is heard but the song of a bird filling all the air with dreaming. And
we worked very, very hard, and we helped him to rip down all the trees, and we helped him to carry all the bricks that he'd found into the basement, and we helped him to carry all the bricks that he'd found.
I needed someone all the time.
He needed all of us to help him.
I needed someone all the time.
And we all helped him. And we all helped him bring bricks into the basement.
All the time.
And we all helped him. $625
Quite average and healthy. You know, hey, if my father would have asked me to help him with anything, I would have been the most thrilled person in the world. Now, what did he do? Pick up one brick. What are you laughing at?
And we all helped him. We helped him. We helped him rip out the trees because he had lots of dogs, and all the dogs needed a place to hang out. There was King and Clancy. There was Duke and Duchess. There was Scotty the Scottish Terrier, who used to go in the heel of my mother's shoe and eat crinolines out of the bathroom. And we had a basement. And we had a basement with big brick flower cases filled with plastic flowers. And we had a basement with a brick bar that Dad built. And we had a basement with overhead lighting. No courtyards. We lived on the first floor, and we had the basement too. The basement. The basement, lots of things lying around in the basement. And in the kitchen. In the kitchen, we'd sit at the table, and we'd have debates at the table. Playing badminton in the side of the house, you'd say, we gotta bomb Vietnam or else they're gonna get us. Dad would stand up, and we'd punch his stomach to see how strong he was. And we punched his stomach to see how strong he was. And we helped him take down the walls. We took down the wall from the kitchen to the living room. We put up the wall from the kitchen to the living room. Red carpet with a black line in the living room. Spooled in the living room for a table. No light in the living room. Wood panel in the living room. Wood panel that was never quite hammered into the wall in the living room. And in the living room, it was dark. In the living room, it was dark. In the living room, there wasn't much light. In the living room, there wasn't much light. In the living room, Dad liked things very clean. But he'd come home from work with his work pants. He'd been carrying things all day long. And his big black dogs walking through the living room. In the living room, black line on the red carpet. Red and white rococo couch covered with plastic. In the living room,
I'm sitting with my boyfriend in the living room. Don't. I'm sitting with my boyfriend in the living room. Don't. I'm sitting with my boyfriend in the living room. I'm sitting in the living room. In the living room. Walnut. Walnut hammered in the living room. In the living room. And the living room. Dad walks through the living room to get to Mom's room. The bedroom. The bedroom. This bedroom's coral colored too. Mom's lying in the bed. And she didn't demand. She didn't demand. Mom's lying in the bed with her card tray over her lap, her bottle of Pepsi Cola at her side, her solitaire. She's playing a solitaire. She's listening to TV. She's reading Henry Miller novels. She's reading Francis Parkinson Keyes. She's reading Scott Key. She's lying in the bed and she didn't demand. 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 She didn't demand much from my father. She didn't demand. She didn't demand. She didn't demand that he make more money, though she couldn't manage with the money that he had. She didn't demand. 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 And he'd come home. And he'd come home. And he'd come. Why is it? And he'd come home. And he'd come home. Why is it? And he'd come home. Why is it dirty? He'd come home. Why is it? Why is it? And he'd come home and he'd walk to the bedroom. He walked to the bedroom and she didn't demand. 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 And he demanded. He demanded. He demanded. He demanded too much of my mother. Trojan's meridian sliding headboard behind their bed. And he demanded. He demanded. He demanded. Don't. He didn't. She demanded. She didn't demand for him to listen to her stories. She didn't demand for him to make love to her the way he'd so like. She didn't demand. She didn't demand. She didn't demand. Come home and punish the children. She demanded. She demanded. He didn't demand. And she didn't demand. He demanded. He demanded too much of my mother. Clean, I want it clean. I want it clean. I want it clean.
I tried doing, you know, hey, well, I didn't hang around. I thought I did. I tried doing, you know, hey, well, I didn't.
and he loved, and they took away his time,
and they took away his time,
and there's no time at all.
And
took
yes,
away his time.
Yes,
and there's no time at all. And it took away his time. But you can't take time away from me.
And
it took away his time.
That's Dad taking his time. His no time at all. His no time at all. But you can't take time away from me. He's no time at all, but yes, he loves us. Yes, he loves us, and he's thinking about us all the time. His time, his time, his time, his time, his time. He never took a picture of us with a camera, because the picture that he has in his mind can be any way he likes. It can be right for any occasion.
You were always on my mind.
Like I said, a lot of things that you say happened, I just, maybe it was my drinking days, who knows. I do remember when I did separate from my life, I was in a bar from 1 to 9. I was drinking very late. French and Italian. This was an Italian day. I had friends that were, you know, little soldiers, you know. Well, they had their little area from Mondays and Mondays and a lot of drink.
But I was drinking, drinking, drinking. And he was drinking, drinking, drinking. And he was drinking, drinking, drinking.
And colder 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 and
me from drinking was the fact that I went to my brother. I was in, anyway.
But I remember just
your relationship with you.
remember the dancing.
I enjoyed the space with you. I enjoyed dancing.
And I enjoyed the dancing. And I remember, it's hard to remember. It's hard to remember what he was doing when he was painting those sketches of Spain all over his room, lying in his bed and making sketches of Spain, the sky above. Sketches of Spain. He lied in his bed and there were sketches of Spain that he painted with oil crayons. Must have cost him a fortune to get it off. But I only remember that he painted Scotland and Spain on the walls. I remember. And I remember the dancing. And the last little 45 he brought home. The last little 45. He brought home in the basement the last little 45. When you just give and never get love, you never let love, you better let love depart. I know it's so, and yet I know I can't let you out of my heart. You made me leave my happy home. You took my love and now you're gone. Since I fell for you, bring such misery and pain. I guess I'll never be the same since I fell for you.
I enjoyed the day.
Well, it's too bad and it's too sad. Then desert me. And what can I do? I still love you and die. Guess I'll never see the light. I get the blues every night since I fail. Says, yeah, I enjoyed the debates.
Crazy, but you love a man after about 35 years. That was the first time I really loved him. I realized, you know, that he was just a man and he just did the best he could. I enjoyed.
And he still likes to sing. There was a boy, just that line, only that line. There was a boy.
Thank you. Thank you. Anthony and David and Dan Farkas in there. And take a break and then improvise a little together. Do you have anything? You need it? You got something else?
You want any discs? I don't have any discs.
What are you going to do, Anthony? And I also want to thank Roulette for, you know, being responsible for my doing the piece and for being totally supportive of my work through the years, and Jim and David. Thanks, Roulette. That's what I've worked with. Fam tam cham tam kaim do die do di dam ve. Down and down. You were smaller than shoelaces, they were open. It never ends, the string, the ball, the cat is rolling on the floor. Oh, Chinese tea and Marco Polo. Marco Polo. And the polar shirts and the Benetton ads. Could I imagine? You'd be on a sign with them all. Stuck up there 30 feet above the ground on a sign. It's a big billboard. Paper, paper, paper billboard. Roll 'em up in, roll 'em up in, roll 'em up in, roll 'em, roll 'em, roll 'em. Keep them logging, roll 'em, roll 'em, roll 'em, roll 'em, pie. In a, he stuck in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "What a good boy am I." Oh, you have been traveling all the world, and I knew.
Maybe I'll sing on amplified, okay.
Where's Shay? Where's Shay? Hey Shay, where are you? Where's Shay? He has no disc. He's taking a risk outside my window. I go slower when he moves across the avenue. I really think I should have known.
I have no samples.
You have no samples? What are we gonna do, Dave? Something's going on here. Very liberal here in the backyard. It's like we're in the backyard on the patio. In the patio, in the patio, in the patio, I walked with my kilts on. Nothing under them, nothing back, nothing here.
hidden or direct. Everything the way you want it to be. Everything, nothing's hidden. It's all direct, just the way you want it to be. When you want to be three or four or five times more than you are before, hold out your hand and
come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you peaches and cream and everything. Hey, come on to my house, I'm gonna give you.
What? Harley? Give me the big little cherry, blabbery. Give me the big little nick and idiot. Give me the little nick and idiot. Give me the little nick and idiot. Slag light.
Hate is, there's nowhere for it. Except in the garbage.
Chuck it! Chuck it! Chuck it! Chuck wagon! Chuck! 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 Chuck!
And you took me by surprise. I opened up the door and saw the Avon lady.
I didn't want it to be such a sweet thing, but with those sounds, that's better.
I'm on my house, I'm gonna give you.
See the man land down the right side of the atom. Sugar, dig, 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 can of worms, can of peas, olive green ones. I'll spill them out all over the place. Get stomp on them like grapes. Mush them up and rub them all over the body of your friend.
Don't bother me. Yeah, I'm the happy me. Boy, 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 boy.
Boy, 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 boy. You're my lover, sure. The labyrinth is bore case. It's on the edge of never to be Padua. Padua, Giotto. Write it down.
Thank you. tutto alla mano. Io
This is actually, we're not supposed to say these things, but this is the very first time we've ever played together.
Is that true?
Together? Not
together
with Christian. Together, right, together, yes, together.
Together.
Once we did a trio, but you know, we.
What will they save for the children? What will they save for the children? What will they save?
Wet around it anyway, like some of the liquid seeps out.
Take him. Tell me, you may miss you. Bow in King. You have to turn. Now you may miss. The good. The good meet you. Cat it in. Sugar, 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 sugar didn't get that chicken in the party. He was so zoomy, keep the research. And I get a little money, but I must not get it. Get a little up. I think we are at the end of the rope.